meeting to order. Mrs. Holmes said she will be joining us shortly. She's tied up with work, but I'll recognize the board members that are on the call. Dr. E, of course, Dr. Fletcher, Mrs. Williams, Mrs. Comagies, and myself, Mr. Boynton. We also have our head of school, Dr. Marinucci, Mrs. Posters, our curriculum specialist, is also on the call. Mrs. Comagies, I think I said already, and Mrs. Backview and Mrs. Hudson. So if we could all, and thank you, Michelle, for that wonderful flag that you have, so we don't run into the problems we have had in the past. If we could all take a moment to pledge allegiance to the flag. Thank you guys for that. And again, thank you, Michelle, for providing us with our virtual flag for our virtual pledge.
Can we rehearse that more next time?
Anything for you, Mrs. Williams. All right, so we are a board meeting. I'm going to let Michelle jump in just a second. We do have some important things to discuss. But I also want to, again, as we always do, commend the staff, the faculty, and Michelle. You guys are doing a wonderful job. If you guys haven't noticed over the last couple months, but really the last couple weeks, the newspaper has been at the school and has been doing some great reporting on some of the things that are going on at the school, both from our students' point of view and also from the point of view of the staff and the faculty. So kudos again. Before we can get started, I just want to say kudos, and I know the board will back up what I'm saying. We have a wonderful staff at the school, and you guys are doing a great job, even in this new normal remote system we have going on. So I'll now ask that we take a few minutes to look at the meeting minutes from our August 2020 meeting. They are in your email if you want to peruse those, and then I'll entertain a motion to accept those meeting minutes from the August 2020 Board of Directors meeting.
And I have them on the slide as well, if that helps.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I can see. All right, do I hear a motion to accept the meetings for August
2020? I'll make a motion to accept the meeting minutes. This is Ms. Comagies.
Thank you, Ms. Comagies. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Mrs. Williams. So it's been moved by Mrs. Comagies, seconded by Mrs. Williams, that we approve the meeting minutes from the August 27th, 2020 Board of Directors meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Got two. Anybody else? All right. Excellent. The meeting minutes are approved. And now we will move on to our... I'm sorry, was that... Did you have a question, Dr. Fletcher? I'll ask you. microphones if you don't mind. All right, now we'll go to the finances. Dr. Marinucci, if you'd like to jump in.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to go right in order of the packet that you received. I'm going to make this a little bit better to make it easier for you to see if you're following along on the screen. So, starting off with our red spending report, we have, as you can see, we are continuing to update our budget. Chartered transportation, if you remember from the last meeting, chartered transportation is now a new appropriation. It used to be embedded within another appropriation, but now it's been broken out and it's its own field. School safety and security is not being funded this year. So you'll see that we have the FY20 fund. Listed, but there, we had it on the last report, FY21 School Safety and Security Funds were listed. We've removed them since we received an update from the department that they will not be providing School Safety and Security Funds this year. You'll also see that Child Safety is a new appropriation. It's a small amount of money, $532, but it's intended to assist with the funding of some of the child safety and security training that we're required to do and practices that we're now required to put on within the academy. And that, those are pretty much the biggest updates right now for the state funding. As far as the local funding, you'll see that we have the local fund coordinators listed as the rest of the local fund. There hasn't been much change there since last meeting. The one difference is that local funds now is a more solid number. It's listed $415,000. And that is based directly on the school finance report that we receive. So the school finance report that we receive, there's a finance application that I use, and it actually breaks down how much each student is we're receiving for each of the students that we receive from the regular traditional district. That number is lower than we had hoped it would be. It's a little higher than we had budgeted in our last meeting. So we knew that the number had the potential to be smaller than what it would be in a non-COVID year. But what we've realized is that the amount of money that we would have typically received from the Capital School District has reduced by 20% overall per student. So since 241 of our students right now are coming from the Capital School District, a reduction of 20% was a significant reduction to our local funds. So we have inquired of the Department of Education. I know the other charter schools that also receive funds from the Capital School District have also inquired, and we're waiting for additional information on why there was such a significant decrease in their amount of per pupil funding. And I will keep you updated as I hear more. So then you can see the federal funds. So the biggest change here from what you've seen in previous reports other than this past month is that we have all of our federal funds listed with, if it's a prior fiscal year federal fund, we're only listing the amount that we carried over this year so that we're doing more accurate representation of our finances. You'll also note that on here you do not see that we've received the FY21 funds, but we have, as of today, we do have that money received from the state. So our consolidated grant application, which is where our federal funds are from, has been finalized, approved, and we've received the funds. The CARES Act is listed in there at $157,430.
We've actually applied for an additional $35,000 that we were eligible to request, and we did receive that. So in next month's report, you'll see that number change to just under $200,000 for the CARES Act funds. Then you'll see that the operating budget description, where it breaks down the 14 different categories, you'll see that we're pretty close to being on point with all of these items. We're a little under budget overall, and we are doing this with a contingency fund built in of $516,210.88. So we're super excited to have a contingency fund of that significant an amount of money for this year. Does anyone have any questions on the web report? Yes? So the next page in your packet is the actual funding report. Again, this funding report, the same information that was shown on the web report is now broken down into a little bit more detail. It's all the same appropriations, the same categories. This just breaks down and shows you what our budget was, the available funds, and then goes into encumbrances, expenditures, and the balance. What you are going to notice is that there's three lines that we are showing a balance in the negative. Those have been fixed since this report was run. But what happened is the state, for whatever reason, when they loaded the opportunity funds, for both the opportunity fund general as well as the opportunity fund mental health and reading, they split the amounts into two different appropriations. So we've had to watch, and as payroll hits and as expenses hit, we've had to recode over to the other appropriations. So that just hadn't happened at the point of this report, but it has happened now. You'll see that there's the food service carryover funds. You'll see that there's the local funds carryover that now, and then you'll see the new local fund amount of $415,000, like I said earlier. That number also is based on 302 students enrolled at the time that was calculated in the finance system. So the individual traditional districts pay 35%, they're required to pay 35% at the beginning of the school year based on the report that was run at the beginning of the school year. So at the point that report was run, we had 302 students. We have continued to increase enrollment. So that number, while I put an actual figure in there, it will go up beyond that once we get to the actual unit count, which is November 13th. So at that point, it'll all get recalculated based on the actual number of students, not the number of students that were done at that one-time snapshot. Does that make sense? Okay. So then you'll see our federal funds. And again, you'll see that the federal funds for this fiscal year had not yet been loaded. They have been loaded now. So in the next report that you receive, you'll see that all of our federal funds have been fully received. In addition to that, you'll see that on our financial summary, again, it's the exact same categories. It's the same appropriation. And then you have the FY21 budget, the amount received to date, the percent received, and then what's anticipated to be received. So we have quite a bit of money anticipated to be received at this point. $1,713,513.68. We're still anticipating receiving for a total budget of $4.6 million. You'll see that the salaries and the other employment costs and all of our other lines as far as expenditures go are real close to where they should be. And again, our total percentage of funds expended is below where it should be. So we last year did a great job of staying under budget, and we intend to do the same this year. We're being super mindful and cognizant of all funds expended, making sure that we're taking good care of the finances as well as the education of our students. The expenditure summary, this breaks down that information even further, so it breaks it down into the actual account codes. One thing to point out is we have the vacation and sick leave payout that we had. That money we will receive back. We are currently, Ms. Hudson and I are currently working on doing the documentation needed by the department in order to get reimbursed for those expenses. So we're looking at having some of that money come back to us. You'll see that we're real close to being where we should be in all other categories. We're continually monitoring all of that. And then postage is a little higher than the percentage of the year that we're in. But that's to be expected. So the places that were high are normal to be high because we did all the initial beginning of the year mailings to all of our families, and we've been in communication with them all by mail as one method, and then many other methods, obviously. You'll also note that building maintenance is a higher percent expended. We purchased the equipment, the floor cleaning equipment. We purchased the sanitizing sprayers. There were certain one-time purchases that came out of that we had intended to come out of that put the percentage over. In addition to that, Mr. Davis does a phenomenal job of ordering in advance so that we don't run out of cleaning supplies, especially as there's a shortage of these items. So we spend more on the front side and less on the back side for that. The medical supplies, we've had to purchase masks and gloves and such due to COVID. So while you'll see some of the line items may seem like we're spending a higher amount of money than normal, whereas we also have the COVID funding to support that spending. So we're closely monitoring how we're spending that money and where we're spending that money from, and making sure that we're purchasing what we should be purchasing in order to keep the school safe and the students learning. So, and then again, you'll see that we're at 12.1% of our budget. And so,
it shows you that what we did is we took two of the reports that we've been providing you for years, and that the two reports essentially had the same information. One went just a little bit further than one of them had more information about the expenditures. The other had more information about the receipts and kind of where we were there. The last page is the combination of those two things. We want to make sure that it's super transparent what's happening with the finances here at the Academy. And by putting it all on one page, it makes it easier just to follow that appropriation all the way across. I presented that to you at the last board meeting. I didn't do a good enough job of explaining to you what it was and what it looked like and why it looked different. So I wanted to kind of point that out at this meeting. So you've received all the normal reports, and you now have received another report that shows you, we're taking two reports and combining them into one, which I think is going to make the board more informed and make it easier for all of you to follow our expenses as well as our revenue in a better way.
I guess I just wanted to point out that when you lost power, we also lost about four people.
Oh, no. Okay.
In the meeting. So if you notice, Ms. Robinson is gone, Dr. Fletcher is gone, Ms. Baku, she just signed back in, but there was only four of us. If you look in your participants,
okay.
We have to show everyone, we lost quite a few people. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
So I wonder if it's...
So I saw Ms. Baku, I'm sorry if I'm botching her last name. But she just signed back on. She was off. And like I said, Ms. Robinson is gone. Dr. Fletcher is gone. Whoever else on.
They may be having a power outage, too.
Yeah, I think the power... Yeah. That was a pretty big power surge.
Dr. Fletcher just texted me that his power's out of his house. I think probably the classic west side of Dover or they all have the same grid.
The phone's just now coming back on.
Thank you, Mrs. Robinson. I had not.
Miss Holmes.
Sorry, jeez. Miss Holmes. Thank you, Mrs. Holmes, for pointing that out. I see on my screen that there are only four of us, so I guess we'll. I don't know if folks have no power. They're probably not going to be able to get on unless they use their phone or
iPad. Because
that probably means they don't have internet. Their internet right. Is broken up. Yeah.
Have we lost Carl?
We have, yes. So we may have to postpone.
So
I could send a quick message out to email.
If people can log in with their phones,
Mrs. Robinson, you can just rejoin.
Okay.
You're on mute, Ms. Robinson.
Uh-oh, I see lightning.
Oh, no.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm having flashbacks to March
12th. I got disconnected. Did anyone else?
Yes, we did.
Let me see if I can get Dr. Fletcher.
I wonder if he could participate just by phone.
Probably.
I was thinking of doing that.
I'm just going to ask him if he can use his phone.
Beverly, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Phyllis. How are you?
Good. Doing well, thank you. What about yourself?
It's okay. Yeah.
There was an accident.
Hanging in.
Route 9 and Christie's Corner. I don't know if that's anything to hear, but.
All right, I think actually now we probably do have a forum with Ms. Holmes, Ms. Robinson, myself, Mrs. Williams, and Mrs. Comagee. That's five. So we probably can continue and at least vote on the budget. Because we do have something important to discuss. That I want to get to. So would you all
need a motion? Okay.
Actually, let me just make sure, Dr. Marinucci, were you all set with the budget presentation?
I was. Thankfully, I was right at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mrs. Williams, I'll entertain a motion now.
Yeah. Then I would move to approve.
Seconded.
All right. It's been moved by Mrs. Williams. Seconded by Mrs. Robinson, that we accept the budget as of the FY21 budget as of August 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The motion carries. But now I'll turn it over for the sake of expediency. We'll move to Dr. Marinucci to give us some information now.
Okay, so we are now in week four of our academy being in person as well as remote. We have 60% of our students have chosen to be in-person learners, 40% are remote. That has been a shift. It started off with about 30% or a little under 30% that wanted to be in person. Parents quickly changed their minds. And we know that there's challenges with the remote learning, and there's definitely a lot of parents talking about the challenges they're having. And I will tell you that our parents have been extremely thankful, and they've expressed the gratitude for being given a choice. So The teachers are doing incredible things in the classrooms. We go around to the classrooms regularly, and it is great to see what's happening. We have students that are coming in through their computers on the smart board. You can see all of the at-home learners right there with the in-person learners, and it really feels complete with the way that it's being done. It's a lot of work. I'm definitely not going to discount that. It is a lot of work. It's more work than I think any of us ever imagined and have done previously with having to manage the amount of at-home learners as well as the in-school learners and make sure that everyone is getting what they should be getting. But we've all come together and figured out how to make it happen. Yesterday we had Secretary Bunting here touring the academy. We also had the Delaware State News here taking photos of that. So we definitely have a strong connection with one of the reporters with the Delaware State News, and she always is smiling big when she's here. So I think she's really liking what she sees when she's at our academy. And I can tell you, I absolutely am. It's just amazing to see where we are. So We're very much into the instructional path right now. We're using the brand new curriculum. The Eureka Math is in play. The EL Education is in play. I will tell you that I am pretty convinced that every one of our students is now addicted to reading books. The kids don't want reading to end. They love the literature we are providing. So that is awesome, because getting them to be interested in it is the biggest part of the challenge. Now that they're interested, it's just all downhill from there. So we've got the teachers are working together to create the learning videos, and then so that students that are at home have access to the material if they're not able to be on at the time that we're going live. So we're doing everything we can. We're bending over backwards just to make sure that everyone gets a full instruction, whether they're in person or remote.
Dr. Marinucci, I've got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Of the children that are remotely learning, you said it's about 40%?
Yes.
How many of those are able to attend class at the time class is being held?
I would say the majority of them. There's just some that, so some of the daycare centers have reduced it to where students are only allowed to be online for 30 minutes a day. And so that creates a challenge. But those families that have students in that kind of setting, they're accessing the information in the evening. So we are doing manual as well as electronic attendance. So for every teacher is going ahead and doing a paper attendance form, and we have three designations. The child's either absent, they're an R for a remote learner, or they're a P for an in-person learner, and that way we're really tracking our students, and we're looking, and if we don't have a remote learner participate for a couple of days in a row, then we've got staff reaching out and finding out what's going on, and do they need support. Some of our students aren't coming on during the live, but they're doing the assignments in the evenings and turning them in. So we know that every family has a different situation, and some of our families are working during the day and unable to support their students getting online at home during the school day, but then they are doing the work in the evening. So we know they're watching the videos and they're accessing the information in that way. So we're super pleased with the way everything's been going. We did today, we had a few too many students that we sent home with what would be normal in any other year symptoms. So students that had sore throats or a little chest congestion or a little cough or their stomach hurt, we had a few too many happening in our first and second grade classrooms that caused us to make the we're better safe than sorry decision to shut the building down for all in-person learners tomorrow. and do a really solid deep cleaning. So we have all of our custodial staff coming in during the day tomorrow. So, and we've told our teachers not to come in tomorrow, so that we can really clean the building. And so we've let our families know that tomorrow is an all remote day. And we've received pretty positive feedback. So I think our families are very understanding and, recognize that we're putting safety first. So, there are some students that because of their symptoms, and I mean, the symptoms could just be allergies. It could be sinuses. It could be a stomach bug, or it could be something more than that. So, we did, as we're sending students home, we are doing solid documentation here at the academy. And then there were some that we actually did ask to go ahead and get tested, just to be safe. So, and the teachers and staff that are in those classrooms, we've also gotten tests for them as well. So we would rather know and be safe than potentially expose others. But I think for the most part, I mean, everything else is going super well. We've got the building looks great. If you haven't been by, we've repainted the whole building. So we don't have the white walls anymore. It's all a pretty shade of blue. And we've actually had a lot of parents as they've toured remark on that they like that we don't have white walls. So the students are being super respectful of wearing masks and the distancing. We haven't had any challenges with that. And our enrollment continues to go up.
What did you say about 2 weeks? No.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So that right, sums up my report.
Thank you so much, Dr. Marinucci. Did anybody from the board have any questions for Dr. Marinucci? If not, we can move on to Ms. Comegys.
I can't pull you. We're doing this by a telephone, so bear with us. our camera was yes, we are. It is. Oh, it is.
I'm not sitting down in your chair. I don't want that kind of power. Everything's going well. I don't know. We're all just kind of doing what we can to help support the students and their learning and meet them where they are. I don't know. We're trying to stay positive.
Well, we know you guys are on the front lines and it's tough. So, you know, you're our eyes and ears for these students. But I know they're happy to be back in school versus, you know, we're all stuck in our homes most of the time. So
right.
It's a blessing that you guys are there for the students to be able to interact with. So thank you for all your hard work. And please pass it on to the other teachers as well.
Will do.
On behalf of the board. Okay. Did any of the other board members have any questions for Ms. Comegys?
Will do. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Alrighty. Okay, Michelle, thank you for that update. We're happy that things are going as well as can be expected, and I will say better, given the press from the newspapers. And thank you for letting us know about Secretary Bunting. It's always great when DOE can see what's actually happening down in the trenches, I'll use that term, because you guys are definitely in the middle of it. So thank you for continuing to do what you guys are doing.
Mr. Boynton, can I jump in one more second? I did forget to mention one very important thing. I mentioned it in the CBOC, and I didn't mention it this time. We are another funding line that we're very hopeful for is a grant that we just submitted for $750,000. So it's a significant amount of money, and I can't believe I forgot to mention it as I was doing the finance report. Could have been the power going out.
I think so.
There's a charter expansion grant. So as you know, we added sixth grade this past year. That made us eligible to apply for this $750,000 grant. So we're super excited about the opportunity to apply for it and very, very hopeful that we are awarded all of it. And so we, if we get this, what our plan is to pay for a relocatable structure that would go out back of the building. That would house our 7th and 8th grade middle school, or our upper school, that we're planning to, again, that we're planning to request of the department permission and the state board permission to expand further. In addition to that, it would purchase additional technology for our school and curriculum and all the supports needed to support the addition of 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade. So we're very hopeful for that.
That sounds wonderful.
Wow.
We will be keeping our fingers crossed for the grant.
Who is the grantee? Who is the grant funder?
So it's the U.S. Department of Education. It's a pass-through grant that goes to the Delaware Department of Education. And there's not that many people that qualify for it because you have to be in the process of doing an expansion or replicating a charter school. So because we received the expansion, should we receive it, we will get those funds immediately. So
is that a pass-through, or does the state get a percentage?
I'm not sure how all of the funding goes, but the $750,000 is what we're eligible to receive the entire amount of. That's our amount.
That's great.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Great.
All righty. Dr. E has not rejoined us, so we'll forego the PTO report.
He's here.
Oh,
yes, he's down.
Oh, I can't see him on my
screen. He's here.
You know, this is the problem with Zoom. I can see like four people at a time. Oh, wow. We all will get used to this at some point. I apologize to you, Dr. E. We will now move on to the PTO report.
No news means good news. Good evening, fellow board members. They say no news means good news. So I haven't had any complaint from the parents, so that means the good news. Today, I happened to set my feet on the playground on the campus, and I saw many young feet running up and down so happy. Happy and all. I was very impressed. And like I said, I haven't had any complaint, whether difficulties in online or face to face. I haven't had any from the parents, which surprising. I thought they would be bugging me by now. I say, oh, the online. In the beginning, when this whole thing started around March, there was this kind of difficulties they were experiencing. And I think Dr. Marinucci and the team took care of that before the semester started. So that would give the whole thing a smooth running. Everybody's with their Chromebook. And in summary, no complaints, nothing yet from the parents. And we are 5 weeks into the whole game now.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. And I will second that. You know, you guys all know how small Dover, Delaware is in the surrounding area. I haven't heard anybody calling me, and trust me, a lot of people know. They all know we're board members, so it's not like our phone would not ring if people wanted to say something about me. The academy, and I have not heard. As a matter of fact, I haven't gotten a call from a parent in over a year, which is a great thing. So, or have I been stopped anywhere out in the streets? So that's a good thing. So thank you, Dr. E. Barring any new announcements, let's just keep doing what we're doing. Again, kudos to the staff, to Dr. Marinucci. Please give them again. The board thumbs up on what they're doing, and we appreciate everything you guys are doing. And keep reading the newspaper, folks. Dr. Marinucci is getting great press for the academy, and that reflects not only on our students and our parents, but on us as board members as well. And the faith that we have in the faculty there, I think, is beyond reproach. So thank you all. Bar any new announcements or comments, I'll open it up to the board if you have any members want to say anything at this time. If not, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. But before I do that, I just want to implore everybody to stay safe and stay healthy. And welcome back. I meant to say this at the beginning when we first got started, but I was in the business frame of mind. Welcome back, Mrs. Williams. It's good to see you as well. Mrs. Robinson,
oh,
I think, said it as well. But I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
You know, Mr. Boynton, I have to say something before we adjourn. I'd just like to say that I am very proud of all of the staff and the leadership at the Academy of Dover. I'm telling you, it's such a positive move up. And I'm just so happy. I know that the kids are happy, and they are enjoying being in the school, and especially with the teachers. I'm sorry to hear that we have to take a day off, but you know, these are our days, and that's how it goes. So we have to be ready for that. Mm-hmm. And I think that Dr. Marinucci and her staff are on top of everything. By the way, Dr. Marinucci, they're only out for one day, or you never know.
Well, so we don't know yet everything, but we are looking at first and second grade having a little bit longer of...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want you to know that we are very proud of you. The board members are very proud.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for letting me get my little 2 cents in.
Mrs. Robinson, what you have to say is always worth more than just 2 cents.
Thank you.
And I think that echoes the board's sentiment as well. We're glad you guys are staying on top of things, including the need to be adaptable and adjust when necessary. So better safe than sorry. And I know our parents feel the same way, even if it might be an inconvenience. It's better that we stay on top of things, especially in the days as we slowly approach the flu season. So we want to be
absolutely
as cautious as possible. So. All right. Well, thank you all for your time this evening. I'll now entertain again a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn tonight's meeting.
All right. Do I hear a second?
A second.
All right. It's been moved by Mrs. Robinson, and I think it was seconded by Dr. Yee and Mrs. Holmes, that we adjourn our Academy board meeting at 6:47 p.m. on September 24th, 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The motion carries. Thank you all. Please stay safe.